This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The election of T.J. Donovan as Vermont Attorney General left his former seat as Chittenden County State's Attorney vacant. Last week, Governor Phil Scott's choice for that position was sworn in. It was Sarah George, formerly a deputy state's attorney in the Chittenden County office. George also works weekends as a waitress in Queechee, saying being a waitress makes her a better lawyer. Sarah George is here now to talk about her priorities in her new office. Sarah George, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So I want to ask you why you wanted this position and what your priorities are for it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people unsure whether to congratulate me or give their condolences. And it's a big job. It's a big job with really big shoes to fill, succeeding T.J. Donovan. I wanted the position because I've been a deputy for 6 years, and which in the deputy world is actually a pretty long time. There's a lot of turnover in this department or in any public service work, as you know. There's policies being made every day by people higher up that affect how I do my job and how our process and our system works. And in order to really be a part of those communications and those decisions, this was the best position for me to be able to do that in.
T.J. Donovan has been known for programs that he's put in place to divert people facing criminal trials from the prison system, court diversion. Is that something that you plan to continue focusing on?
Yes, absolutely. All of the programs that T.J. implemented or helped grow are really incredible feats, and I fully intend on not only continuing to support them, but to see what I can do to make them even better, stronger, see if there's any way to come up with additional programs as well.
Well, to that end, what do you have in mind when you say maybe additional programs or strengthening the ones in place?
I think that we could even do more to strengthen our law enforcement direct referrals to the Community Justice Center. So for first-time offenders on low-level misdemeanors or, for example, retail thefts that are maybe minimal in, a $20 shirt, for example, is that really worth the resources of bringing to us and then us sending to diversion? Or could those cases all go to the CJC first? And then, on second offenses or higher theft amounts maybe come to us and then we'll send to diversion. So things like that. I think that doing some sort of community court is a big task to take on, but we're looking into that, which would be incredible for the state. Getting treatment courts in other counties, if I can help implement that, I think would be really great.
After you were sworn in, you spoke specifically about tackling the opiate addiction epidemic.
Yep.
What are you thinking there?
Well, a lot of that goes hand in hand. Certainly strengthening our treatment court and getting treatment court in other counties, I think, would make a really big difference. And some of this stuff, I don't know yet how to do, because I haven't been a part of that communication, so I need to meet with a bunch of people to figure out what I can do before I decide what I'm going to do. But getting more funding for RIC, if that's what needs to be done, or getting more prescribers on board to get more people into treatment sooner, things like that.
Are there other issues that are not directly related to criminal cases that you plan to take up? So, whether they're civil cases or other issues that are important to Chittenden County that from the position of state's attorney you can amplify or elevate or work on that you have your eyes on already?
Nothing that I can think of. I think that, there's certainly things that are law enforcement issues that we are not always involved in, but that we are going to take a part in, like getting more direct referrals. So we won't ever be a part of that, but we can be a part of the discussion in getting that implemented or getting that started. I think that there's probably stuff that I will focus on, but right now I'm very focused on just getting our office kind of in good working order so that we can then, as an office, do community outreach with law enforcement or community groups to strengthen the relationship between us, which will then hopefully better the community and better our office without it actually being a prosecutor role.
You've mentioned communication with law enforcement officers a couple of times now. Do you feel like it is not currently strong, that line of communication between the state's attorney's office and law enforcement officers in Chittenden County?
I do. That's certainly been something I've been told during the seeking of this position, that law enforcement feels like they're not being heard. And that's something that's very important to me. I think that, you know, our law enforcement officers are putting their lives on the line every day and putting a lot of hours into the cases that they're sending to our office, and that once they get into our office, they feel like that communication is not reciprocal. And so it's something that's really important to me to try to instill in all of the deputies that they need to continue that communication through the life of the case and including the disposition of the case, whether it's being dismissed or a conviction, or, you know, those things just need to be communicated to the law enforcement officers. If it was dismissed, why? If the court dismissed it, what can they do differently next time? Or if it was a conviction and they did amazing work, and do it again. Anything. You know, this isn't saying that they're going to like every decision that's made, but they deserve to know what it was.
One of the things that you just mentioned is your deputies, and one of the deputy state's attorneys just resigned. Is that a position that's going to be refilled?
Bram's position?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to fill it. I mean, he's the chief deputy, so it's a big position to fill, and I also have my position to fill. And Dennis Wegmans, who recently became the Addison County state's attorney, he was here. So I have that position to fill as well.
So a lot of administrative to do right at the beginning as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was talking before about. I have a lot of work to do within my office. And a lot of it, you know, I'd like to do quickly, because being down three deputies is a significant hardship on our office. Our caseloads are huge as it is, and the longer we're down deputies, the more work it is on the rest of us.
That's Sarah George. She is the new Chittenden County State's Attorney. Thanks for joining us, Sarah, and good luck.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for having me.